أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم كان علقة فخلق فسوى فجعل منه الزوجين الذكر والأنثى أليس ذلك بقادر على أن يحيي الموتى. In the previous ayats we read where Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that Allah created mankind and did not leave him free and at large that he can do as he please, but he has to submit to the commands of Allah Ta'ala, who is his creator, nourisher, sustainer. Then Allah Ta'ala explained how Allah Ta'ala has created man. At first he was just a drop of semen that was spilled from the husband into the wife. And then Allah Ta'ala made it ثُمَّ كَانَ عَلَقَةً فِرْ تَعَلْ لَهُ جَمَاهُوَ. Then he was a clot of blood. From that semen, it became a clot of blood. And فَخَلَقَ فِرْ أُسْنِ بَنَايَا. Then Allah Ta'ala made it further and further, stage by stage. Allah Ta'ala created this insan, this human being in the womb of the mother. From that clot of blood, he became a piece of flesh. And then Allah Ta'ala put the bones and the whole body was made, the eyes, the ears, etc. And then after about 4 months and 10 days or so, then Allah Ta'ala put the ruh in the child. Now that the eyes could now have the ability to see. Eyes are separate and the ability to see is something else separate. Now the ears, the hands, legs, all that started working and moving. This is all the great qudrat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And today we have to be very careful. Our youngsters who study as whatever cause, one particular cause that is of teaching, which is very popular, and in there are textbooks of philosophy. In the one textbook, after the first chapter has got that, what proof have you got that God exists? That you haven't seen God, you haven't touched God, you have a way easy. Give the proof of the existence of God. And after a few chapters, then there also is one that you must challenge your scholars and people, don't just accept what they say. So when that will be the condition of the teachers, then what are they going to teach the children? Another book on philosophy has got the opening chapter, did God create us or did we create God? So today it is very, very important that this concept of the existence of God, and the greatest proof of the existence of God is human being himself. That how, who made him? Yea, in the womb of the mother. Did any gynecologist make him? Did any scientist make him? Who made him? And that is, we know that this child is from the womb of the mother. We see it with our eyes. There is no question of the stupid Darwin's theory of evolution, that man gradually was a monkey and became gradually a human being. So this is absolutely essential. If our iman is weakened to the extent that we don't believe in Allah, we don't believe in God, then everything else will be cut off completely. Then after that comes the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah, the Qudrat of Allah. But first is the existence of Allah. And that is being challenged very openly today, right under our noses, and we are not paying any attention to it. So it is very important that we understand this concept, and that it be strengthened within us, that the existence of Allah, we believe in Allah and his absolute qudrat. Further, a Canadian doctor some time back, many years back, had written a book on how a child is formed in the womb of the mother. And then at the end of the book, he appealed to any other person in the world who can give any other information of how a child is formed in the womb of the mother. A Malaysian doctor replied with so many ayats of the Quran Sharif, like this ayat also. Then the Canadian doctor accepted Islam. And his textbook is still taught in many medical schools and universities, that how Allah Ta'ala makes the child from stage to stage, and it is that the mother has got no share whatsoever in making the child. The father has got no share whatsoever. Allah alone makes the child in that small little compartment of the womb. Allah makes the whole child and every part of the child, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the hands, legs, ears, everything is made there. And then Allah is the one who puts life in there. Like you have a car, you did everything, but your car will not move till you don't have your battery which gives the power. And then the car will start and the car will move and everything will happen. Like that, Allah makes this whole human being, and that is a great, great, great accomplishment which no human can ever do. But then there is still no life in it. Life also, Allah Ta'ala puts the ruh. And then one striking feature here again, Allah explains, فَجْعَلَ مِنْهُ الزَّوْجَيْنِ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى پھر کیا اس میں جھورا نر اور مادا. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala said, at the end, فَسَوَّى or ٹھیک کر اٹھایا. Then Allah made this human very, very balanced also. The two eyes, how they are balanced, the two ears, the two hands, the two legs, there is no fault. Allah has made it so perfect. The two nostrils of the nose, all these things, the whole human being, Allah has made him so perfect. And this is only the work of Allah. Where nobody, no architect, no engineer went in to inspect whether the child is being formed properly, whether everything is done properly there. And all the parts of the body were not imported from different parts of the world. They were all made in that womb of the mother. It isn't that there is a ear factory somewhere else, and a nose factory somewhere else, and then they are all put together there. But all of that is made in the womb of the mother, and the mother doesn't even have any idea when what is being made. And all this is happening within her. And then Allah puts life. Then Allah Ta'ala says, پھر کیا اس میں جورا نر اور مادا. Then it is Allah alone that has made pairs. Some He made into boys, and some He made into girls. This is also only the work of Allah Ta'ala. No matter how much the parents wish, they make dua also. But what Allah is going to make, that is going to come there. Whether it's a boy, whether it's a girl. And the anatomy of a boy is completely different from the anatomy of a girl. That also all Allah Ta'ala does that. That the girl will become a woman and she will bear children. And all that mechanism to have a child, that Allah Ta'ala has made it there. That the man, he is the one who will put the sperm within the woman. All that mechanism, Allah Ta'ala made it in the man. It is mind-boggling how Allah Ta'ala has made this, and it is Allah alone who is the doer of all this. Then Allah poses, what a beautiful question, أَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَن يُحْيِيَ الْمَوْتَىٰ بَلَىٰ. Isn't it that Allah has got the power to give back life again to the dead body? When a baby is made like this, he lives his whole life, he dies. Then hasn't Allah got the power to bring him back to life again? Why not? Definitely. After reading this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read, Bala. Definitely, O Allah. And in one riwayat, Subhanaka Bala. O Allah, you are pure. Definitely. Ulama have written, by reading this, a person's iman gets strengthened. Like reading Wattin, the surah Wattin was Zaytun. At the end of it, Bala, wa ana ala dhalika min ash-shahidin. That no doubt what you have said, O Allah, and I bear testimony to it. After reading the surah Wal Mursalat, which is the last surah of 29 supara, if a person reads Subhanaka fa amanna billah, or just amanna billah, this is sunnah, and it strengthens a person's iman. So Allah says, he who has made a child the first time when there was no sample of a child, Allah made the child. Then finally, it is Allah alone who will bring that person back to life again in the Akhirat. So yeah, these ayat teach us the great Qudrat of Allah, and absolutely important that our iman in the being of Allah must be strengthened very, very greatly. Otherwise, the challenges are very great from every side that we don't believe in Allah Ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا